Hope in Thanksgiving. If you'd like to find your place in Psalms 100, I would like to invite you to attend our revival services beginning November the 22nd, this Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I have Evangelist Tim Green, Evangelist Justin Baker are going to be here, and I sure do welcome you to come and would like for you to come. And if you cannot make it, please pray for us and pray that the Lord have his perfect way and will done in the services. And we definitely want him to get all the honor and glory. It's our Thanksgiving revival, and we have so much to be thankful for. We have such a wonderful Savior, and we thank God for the sacrifice that he gave on the cross for us so that we might have eternal life. And that's why there's hope in Thanksgiving. Hope and thanksgiving. Psalms 100 and verse 1, it says, "A psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." When we come to the house of the Lord, we should enter his gates with thanksgiving. We should be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hey, if we started out on our way to the church house on a Sunday morning or on a Wednesday evening, and if we'd just start in our own home and look around our house and start thanking God for all the blessings that he's given us, hey, then it would not be difficult to enter the church doors with thanksgiving in our heart. Oh, as we're on our way to church and we're driving and we're in our vehicle, oh, we ought to have some God-honoring songs playing on through the CD player or through the iPods or iPads or the iPhones and whatever you use these days here that will tune our heart to a thankful chord unto the Lord. Oh, we ought to have some songs like "God's Been Good." Hey, we ought to have a song, "There Is Hope in the Lord," "Amazing Grace," "How Great Thou Art." And I like this one, "Jesus Is Coming Soon." Oh, I like the song, "Stand Still." Hey, and know that I am God. Hey, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Oh, what a difference it would make if we would come to the house of God with a thankful tune in our heart. Oh, what a difference it would make in our worship and in our service if we came before the Lord and we entered into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, being thankful unto him and blessing his holy name. Many times we come to church expecting for everything to happen once we get here. No, it's got to take place way before then if you're going to enter into his courts with thanksgiving. Oh, that's the problem these days. We come expecting to get something out of the service. And yes, we should, but we ought to come giving and getting ready to get into the service and be ready to receive what the Lord has for us. Oh, may the Lord help us. I'm telling you, I'm thank God for this Thanksgiving season. Why? Because there's hope in thanksgiving according to the Word of God. Hey, verse 1 right here in our psalm brings us hope. It says, "A psalm of praise, a psalm of thanksgiving." Hey, we can have hope today because there is coming a better day. Hey, where the Holy Spirit says in verse 1, here's something to praise God for. Here's a psalm of praise. Hey, you notice that this is the only psalm with this particular inscription, a psalm of praise. Psalms 100 and verse 1 says, "A psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Hey, you know what that tells us? That one day all lands will make a joyful noise unto the Lord. There'll be no more protest. There'll be no more hatred. There'll be no more talks of abortion. There'll be no more debates in the Supreme Court over same-sex marriages. There'll be no more lying. There'll be no more cheating. There'll be no more stealing. There'll be no more elections. Oh, we can have hope and thanksgiving, for there's coming a day when all the lands will make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Right now, we're not physically there. But right now, we find our place more in Psalms 2. If you'd like to keep your place here, we'll be right back. But go to Psalms 2. Physically, this is where we are. Psalms 2 and verse 1, it says, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." Oh, but as bad as things may seem, as bad as Psalms 2 starts off, the Holy Spirit finishes Psalms 2 by saying, "Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him." Hey, we may not be physically in Psalms 100 yet, but if you've put your trust in the Lord, then you are blessed. And we can praise the Lord that there is coming a day where all lands will make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Excuse me. That is something to praise Him for. Hey, there's hope in thanksgiving. Hey, it may not look good now, but thank God there's coming a day. Hey, we can rejoice and praise His holy name, that one day right here in our city we'll be able to cruise down the boulevard and every person will be tuned in to the same station. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords radio station. Hey, your neighbor, he'll walk out his door in the morning, he'll wave at you. And you'll look back at him and say, "Good morning." And he'll reply, "Yes, it is, because Jesus reigns." Hey, they may even break out into song and start singing, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go." And then you may just turn back and look at him and join in on verse 3. It said, "Feasting on the riches of His grace, resting neath His sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face." That's why I shout and sing. Thank God. Hey, there is hope in praising the Lord. That's why it starts off, say, a psalm of praise. Here's you something to thank God for. Not only is there hope and thanksgiving, hope in praising God, there's hope in serving Him. Serving the Lord should be done with gladness. Look at Psalms 100 and verse 2. It says, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing." Remember verse 1, the inscription, it's a psalm of praise. We ought to praise God. Thank God that we can serve the Lord with gladness, that we can come before His presence with singing. Oh, we can rejoice over the fact that our service, our labor is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Hey, we can go out witnessing and serve the Lord with gladness. Why? Knowing that our labor is not in vain. Hey, I'm telling you, that ought to cause you to rejoice. That ought to cause you to praise the Lord, because our labor is not in vain. I can go out to the post office and I can mail out these gospel mailers with gladness. Why? Knowing that our labor is not in vain. Hey, we can serve the Lord in any capacity with gladness, knowing that our labor is not in vain. You can even clean the restrooms here at the church with gladness. Why? Knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Oh, we ought to be glad when we can go to church. As we attend church service, you know what you're doing? You're yielding your hearts to hear the Word of God. Hey, we're making ourselves available, and we should do that with gladness. David says in Psalms 122:1, he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hey, many Christians go to church, and that's a wonderful thing. Oh, but what would happen if they went into the house of the Lord? Not just to church, but into the house of the Lord. What would happen if they went to get into the singing, get into the teaching, get into the preaching? They went to the house of the Lord to get into the giving, to get into the perfect will of God, to get into the faithfulness to the house of the Lord and just being faithful to the Lord. What if people came and got into soul winning? David was glad because he was going to get into the house of the Lord. He wasn't going just to socialize or just to hang out or just to find out the latest news about so and so. No, he was glad because he was going into the house of the Lord. Hey, there's hope in serving. There's hope in singing. Psalms 102 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Hey, we ought to come before Him with a thankful spirit, with praise on our lips, and enter into His presence with singing. I'm telling you, it's hard to sing redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. It's hard to sing that song with a grumpy look on our face. We ought to be thankful that God has redeemed us and that God has brought us out. That God paid the price for our redemption through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, we ought to enter His courts with thanksgiving, with praise on our lips and a smile on our face because of what Jesus has done for us. Hey, I'm so glad for the blood of the Lamb that redeemed me, and I'm His child forever. People will be singing redeemed and so happy in Jesus. And if you looked on their faces, you'd never know it. Hey, may the Lord help us to come into His presence with singing, with happiness on our face, knowing that God loves me and He cares for me. Hey, there's hope in serving the Lord. But not only that, there's hope in knowing. There's hope in knowing. Verse 3, Psalms 100. It says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. David said in Psalms 23 in verse 1, he said, a psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd. Hey, know ye that the Lord, He is God. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hey, there's hope in knowing the Lord. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I promise you, there's great hope in knowing the Lord. There's salvation in knowing the Lord. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Hey, I say He's my Savior. He's my supplier. And that's why I will have no other need of anyone else. I have all I need in God. I shall not want. Oh, the Lord is so good. Why? Because he leadeth me. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. What does that mean? That means he knows what's best for me. He knows what path I ought to take. He provides for me there. He walks with me there. He protects me there in those pastures. Oh, his goodness and his mercy, they follow me all the days of my life. Oh, he makes it possible for me to be able to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, because of all these benefits of knowing the Lord, because of who he is and what he has done, then we owe it to the Lord to do what it says in verse 4 of Psalms 100, to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. And bless his name. He is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our thankfulness. He's worthy that we bless his holy name. Why is he worthy? Why should we be thankful and bless his name? Look at verse 5. For the Lord is good. There you go. Here's why we ought to praise his holy name. This is why we ought to be thankful. This is why we ought to enter into his courts with thanksgiving. There his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Why? Because the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. Oh, isn't it wonderful to know that his truth endureth to all generations? You have the truth of God's word today in your hands. Psalms 34:8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." How many of you have tasted and witnessed that the Lord is good? If you've put your trust in the Lord, then you've tasted that the Lord is good. Hey, I was on that broad way that leadeth to destruction, but through the word of God, I learned that Jesus loved me, because God's word endureth for all generations. His truth endureth to all generations. I was able to learn that Jesus loved me. I learned that it was not God's will that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. Oh, how he tenderly and patiently convicted me of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And by faith in Jesus, I received eternal life. Thank God for the day that I tasted that the Lord is good. Oh, he's been good to me every day. Not only is the Lord good, but according to verse 5, it says his mercy is everlasting. Aren't you glad for that? Oh, that there's mercy every day. It's renewed every day for you and me. Hey, the first time that we see the word mercy is found in Genesis chapter 19. Oh, you know the story there. We have the story of a man who was blinded by greed. And Lot had made some terrible choices. Oh, he had made a mess of his family. Oh, but God, in his mercy, brought him out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And this is what Lot said when God delivered him. When God reached down and took him out of that city before it was destroyed. Hey, this is what Lot said. "Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight." And listen to this. "And thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. Oh, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die." Oh, has God ever been merciful to you? Have you ever made a bad decision? Have you ever got yourself into a mess? Oh, but thank God in his mercy, he delivered you. Oh, he showed himself strong on your behalf. Lot said, "Thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life." Hey, I'm telling you, Lot realized that it wasn't about his good deeds that got him out. It wasn't about how good Lot was. Oh no, Lot had made a mess. But God was merciful, and Lot recognized the mercy of God in his life. Oh, that he saved him alive because of God's mercy. Oh, the last verse in the Bible where mercy is mentioned is found in Jude 121. Jude verse 21, it says, keep yourselves in the love of God. And look what it says to do. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. What mercy it will be the day that Jesus comes again. Oh, we ought to praise Him. We ought to be thankful. We ought to bless His holy name, for His mercy is everlasting. David said in Psalms 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hey, thank God there was mercy for Lot, who had made a mess of his family, had made a mess of his life. There was mercy for him. There was mercy for David in Psalms 23. And there's still mercy now. And thank God that mercy is coming again. Hey, our ultimate deliverance will be when Jesus comes again. And just like David said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, we've got so much to be thankful for. Why? Because God is good. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. Thank God that His truth is still available. Many people have attempted to destroy the Word of God. Many have attempted to alter the Word of God. Many people have neglected the Word of God. But we still have His truth today. Hey, there are those in our nation who want to silence the truth, and they don't even realize what God said. God said His truth endureth to all generations. Those people will come and go like every other person who does not put their faith in the truth. They'll die in their sins. But one thing's for sure, that God's word will endure to all generations. Hey, Psalms 101 says, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Things look grim right now, but thank God there's coming a day. And what a day that will be. There's hope in thanksgiving. There's hope in praising God. Take hope today, because there's coming a better day. God has promised us His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations, no matter what kind of scheme or what kind of plan man may have. The Lord's word will remain, and His mercy is everlasting. And let's be looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, let's be looking for Him to come again. What a day that will be.